At Trinity Christian Center, we are taking authority over the enemy through the preached word under the direction of Bishop Keith Felton.
Somebody always get wind of what you're going through, and they look at you and say, if I were her, I'd be going crazy about now. If I were him, I'm about to lose my mind. But they don't realize that you have to develop a quiet strength. Even when it looks bad on the outside of me, I got something that can say, peace be still on the inside of me. It's quiet, but it makes a lot of noise.
At Trinity Christian Center, souls are being saved and lives changed. Located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte. Services begin Sunday at 11 a.m. with the preached word and Wednesday night empowerment at 7 p.m. For details, call 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. Or go online at trinitychristiancenter.net. Now, a word from Bishop Felton.
This is Bishop Felton here. Come out and be a part of this exciting atmosphere at Trinity Christian Center. If you are in the Charlotte or surrounding areas, I encourage you to come out and be a part of what God is doing at Trinity Christian Center. Be blessed.
You're now tuned in to It's Your Season with Bishop Keith Felton, Senior Pastor of Trinity Christian Center. This program will empower you to be the person God has designed and created. At the end of this broadcast, information will be given for times and location and CD purchases. Now, a word from Bishop Felton.
Good morning. It's an awesome day that God has made. I am so excited to be preaching and teaching this morning. Listen, tell someone, It's Your Season is back on the air, and I'm so thrilled that we can come together and bless God. Today's message, rebirth. What you're going through, God is rebirthing your focus for Him. And listen, check us out on YouTube, Trinity Christian Center on YouTube. Be blessed.
God said, when you were a child, that means that if you were a child, then you've got to be something different from a child now. That means that you have got to go into a cocoon state. And that's why as I'm teaching this sermon, there are men and women under the sound of my voice that you don't understand why you're by yourself. You don't understand why people are being pushed away from you. You don't even understand why your ministry seems like it's dormant and nobody wants to even give you a shot to see what God is saying. And God said, listen, I'm rebirthing you. I'm cocooning you. I'm isolating you. I'm putting you in a dark place so I can develop you publicly. Do you not realize that God said you must be rebirthed? You can be walking and moving and still God can break water in your spirit and you give birth to something that you didn't even know was on the inside of you. It took fussing and fighting. It took death. It took divorce. It took ostracizing. It took all this for this thing to be rebirthed or rekindled in my life. Look at somebody and say, I'm on to something. I'm on to something. That's why David said, it was good that I was afflicted. It was good that I went through what I had to go through. It was good that I lost that loved one. It was good that I had to go through this financial thing. It was good because it made me rebirth. It made me grow up. It made me appreciate what I'm called to do. I'm not called to please people. I'm not called to be an extension of what God is doing. I'm called to do what God has called me to do. And God said, once you get off track, baby, I've got to cause things in your life to get you back focused. Look at somebody and say, now you know what's going on. You could be doing something in the body of Christ and things happen in your life and you say, God, I got to get back to know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not supposed to be listening to this gossip and listening to this mess. I got souls that are attached to me. I'm not supposed to be murmuring and complaining about what's going on in my body and my finance. I got souls that are attached to me. And God said, now, baby, I love it when you talk like this because it lets me know that you're coming into a new realm of maturity. That though I slay you, you're still going to trust me. Though I cut you, you're still going to heal up stronger than what you come back before. And God said, if you don't understand about the rebirthing process, you'll never understand the destination process. Is anybody in the building? Look at somebody, say progress, not perfection. God is looking for progress. He's not looking for perfection. I want to clear this up. Maybe you don't understand this, but there is no such thing as a perfect church. And our ideologies and concepts of what things ought to be and should be does not make the church perfect. It only puts man's ideology in a congregation and cause confusion. We're not here to listen to the flesh talk. We're here to listen to the spirit talk. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And God said, don't you get confused when people begin to say, listen, you need to do this and you need to do that. God said, I need you to concentrate on progress. You're not going to do everything right. You're not going to dot every I and cross every T. You're not going to be the perfect wife. You're not going to be the perfect husband. You're going to be what God called you to be. And God said, as long as you're progressing, you don't mind the perfection, but I take take care of that. I will perfect that which concerneth you. But if you just say, Lord, the things that I did in 2014, I'm not doing them this year because I am progressing. I don't care what limitations that people put on me. As long as I'm not doing what I used to do, I found favor in your sight. Look at somebody, say progress. God said, I need you to come up this year. You came up last year, but this year I need you to come up and come out. I need you to get to the next level. I don't care about if you don't have your dress is right, your suit is right. God said, that'll take care of itself, but I need you to progress. If you cussing, I need you to stop cussing. If you're whoremongering, I need you to stop whoremongering. If you're backbiting and murmuring and complaining, I need you to progress from glory to glory, from faith to faith. I need you to do something different this year that you didn't do last year. Look at somebody, say, I'm moving. God Almighty. I am progressing. I'm getting better. I'm not getting bitter. I'm letting God perfect that what I can't perfect. And sometimes people will look at your imperfections and look at you and drive things that you should have did this and you should have did that. And God say, listen. Somebody say, people. That's my next point. You got to overcome people. You got to overcome your children. You got to overcome your aunties and your uncles. You got to overcome everything that's connected to you that's going to try to tell you what God, oh my goodness, that's going to try to come contrary to what God has already constructed in your life. Look at somebody, say, overcome people. I don't care what people are saying to you, what they said about you, but greater is he that is in you. And I don't care if you're riding in a car that's about to fall out or you're living in an apartment or you by yourself, you got to overcome people if God is going to progress you into the next level. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You may not be able, sometimes I say, God, people may not be able to get in people's houses, but they get in people's minds. In fact, even as I'm talking to you right now, there's somebody in your head right now. It could be your daughter, your son. It could be your husband, your wife. It could be something that you went through that constantly remind you of what you're not instead of appreciating you for who you are. Look at somebody and say, I'm not that. We will never be what people predestined us to be because we're going to be designed to be predestined what God called us to be. So my condition does not even say anything about my calling. You got the glory in this that you're still serving God when everything is not connecting the dots. Somebody said, that's progress. That's progress when you can get up in the morning and know that you don't have a dime in your pocket and you can go to work and everybody thinks you got it going on. God said, you're making progress. When these children don't get on your nerves anymore and this bills don't get on. Look at somebody, I'm making progress. I'm making progress. I'm not the same person that I used to be. Amen. When people used to come against me, I used to fuss, argue, and I used to get depressed. But not anymore, baby, because I've been rebirthed because I don't have a mind of a child anymore because I've been walking with Jesus too long not to display some kind of transforming power that will look at the enemy and say, you don't move me, you can't shake me. In fact, get under my feet. I got authority over you because I've been rebirthed. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I can't get off this point. Somebody say progress. And as long as you know you're making progress, you don't have to be perfect for nobody. You don't have to cook cookies, and you don't have to do this, and you don't have to do that. As long as you know you're making progress. Somebody say progress. Church is not corporate as much as it is individual. If the individual is not making progress and they come into church every Sunday, it will be better off for the individual to stay home and look at the TV church. With a toothbrush in your mouth. I'm keeping it real. Because why? Because God said he's coming into a dispensation when God is saying you must rebirth your mind. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood. I reasoned. We have been in the church too long to be leaning on our own understanding. We will get in here and start looking at stuff and getting sidetracked. And God said, you need to grow up. You're going through so much hell in your life right now, you don't have time to look at Brother Flip Flop and Sister Sweet Tea. You better focus and get your mind on what you're supposed to be doing. Oh my goodness, stop worrying about Sally and Jim marriage and your marriage is on the rocks, baby. You need to mind the things about your own life because church is a process in which the individual gets better. Look at somebody say, I'm getting better. I am getting better. Better doesn't mean that I don't have my bad days. I don't care how much we preach. I don't care how much we sing and jump and dance. If we go home with you, you're not going to get a song and a dance in the sermon. Y'all think I'm joking? Just go home with somebody. I was in the neighborhood. I just want to come out and see you. What they doing here? I didn't know where I live. Let me see. Let me see who this is. Jesus. You're not going to get the same person here that you get at the house. The church is where presentation is exemplified. When we can become who we need to be, because it's almost like a makeup, like a cotillion. We dress up in nice clothes and we smell like soap, Irish Spring, Lever 2000, whatever your choice, baby. And we smell good and we look good. And we look good on the exterior. But God is saying you must rebirth your mindset. And that, listen, a child always plays with children and goes home to a mess. I don't know why God keeps leading me back there, but it is the truth. Somebody say rebirth. Sometimes it gets you spiritually frustrated to know God the way you know him, and your life still is not where it needs to be. If you truly connected to God, when you can't do what God commanded you to do, it should bother you. It should bother you as a man if you're not moving or progressing in the things of God. It should bother you as a woman of God to say, you know what? God has put so much tremendous deposit in my life and I'm stagnated. And God say, even though you have a mind to move, but you need to be rebirthed to rekindle life inside what I've given you. Because you cannot be the jumping cables to a cold, dying world if you don't have any fire in your own battery. Look at somebody and say, I need a jump. That's why we jumping each other. We can't even get each other started because we didn't got no power in our own battery. We're jumping, shaping. And the church, we still have no spirit in here. We'll fall out and roll around. We get more spots on us than a Dalmatian. And this church still, the atmosphere still, it's not moving. Why? Because if I don't have any juice in my battery, baby, I can't charge no atmosphere. I can't change the lives and destination, because if I'm dead, I can't develop you. Look at somebody say, check your battery. Check your battery, baby. You don't know how strong your battery is until you got to give somebody a jump, until you got to pray for somebody. And God said, listen, baby, how can I send you to pray for somebody else and you wouldn't even pray for your own self? You got slack about your own spiritual development and your battery is dying. Oh, my goodness, my last point. Somebody say process. Everything we do is a process. Everything we do is a process. Being saved is a process. He says, as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. This whole scripture is talking about process, a maturing process, a germination from seed to little sapling to germinate into an oak tree. It doesn't happen overnight. And one of the things that we found out in the body of Christ, we will worship with each other, we will laugh with each other, but we put unrealistic expectations on each other. Can I get a witness? You're not going to expect somebody who just got out of the world last week to be speaking in tongues and laying hands on people and dressing right and acting right the next week. Look at somebody, say, give them some time. Boy, I'm about to drop off right now. This is the anniversary, amen. Hey, man, I'm going to preach myself hungry. Somebody said unrealistic. You cannot expect for people to get something overnight. You could be married to your wife or married to your husband, and you could be married for years. And some stuff, and my wife and I, we're going on 16 years this year, and some stuff I'm still maturing into as a husband. If I can't get no amens, I know all the married women say, Lord Jesus, yes. Because he be acting crazy sometimes. Well, dog, I'm not going to leave the men out. Some of the things my wife go through, I give her wide open spaces because she's still in process. Somebody say process. Process means that give me some time to work out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling. I may not be where you're at, but I'm getting there in my own time. And don't put what you think I should be on me, because you don't know what I had to go through to get where I'm at right now. You don't know why I cry. You don't know why I shout. And don't look at me and try to dumb me down or water me down, because you have no idea the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. I like when they say, you weren't there when he found me. You weren't there when he wrapped his arms around me. Look at somebody and say, you don't know the cost. Only thing you know is my condition, baby. But if you understand why I worship him in this condition, you understand that he's squeezing me. He's rebirthing me. I'm crying and worshiping at the same time. I'm crying and coming to church and getting ready at the same time, because he's changing me, and it's a process. The things is, listen, one of the things is, I'm gonna get ready to get out of your way. I love the military, and that they recruit you, and they tell you what you could be until you take the ASVAB and tell you where you're going to be. Amen. Is anybody in the building? Oh, I want to go into service. I want to work on submarines. But if you don't take that ASVAB, your test scores are not right. You're going to be doing something else. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Y'all got to get there. It's a process. That many are called, but few are chosen. And the reason why they're not chosen, because the process has a way of kicking pretenders out. Oh, my goodness. If you are still alive and you still calling on the name of the Lord, if you in church right now, if your marriage done been through some hell and high water and you still together, that lets me know that something is what you learn in the process. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? That's why when we come to the house of the Lord, we should be hollering and screaming and worshiping God, because they don't know that the last process was about to drive me crazy. Am I by myself? Have you ever gone through something and said, God, I don't know if I'm going to make it out of this. I didn't ask for this, God. Stop playing with my mind. It's playing with my money. It seems like I'm all by myself. And God say, I birthed you through different processes of your life. Some of y'all here thought y'all would be dead by now, but you're still alive. Some of y'all thought when you went through the divorce they were going to crush you, but you're still alive. Some things you say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it from day to day, but you're still here. Hallelujah. Listen, and sometimes we give people a food. Somebody say, you fooled me. You can hear people can sing, people can dance, people can prophesy, people can do all these great exploits. And we mesmerize by the presentation. But we don't know the process. For every prophecy that you're able to get from God, that's something that you done went through that people couldn't live through. Oh, I'm about to drop off. For everything that you display outwardly, there's something that you done been through behind closed doors that nobody don't know about, but you and God. Look at somebody and say, I'm still here. I make my boast in the Lord. That's why when we look at each other, you cannot look at a woman and you cannot look at a man and you cannot look at a couple and put your assessment on them. Because you don't know what they've already been through. You can't look at a person flowing eloquently in the things of God, moving gracefully in the presence of God, and say, Lord, she thinks she's all that, or he thinks he's all that. The devil is a liar. Oh, my goodness. Somebody need to hear this by way of radio. Don't you let anybody stop you from being what God called you to be, because you're walking in things that they didn't know what you had to war for. Tell somebody, say, I warred for this. I cried for this. I got sold out for this. I got looked at for this wrong. But I am still here, and I made it. I come through the fire, and I come through the flood, and I've got everything intact. I've got a, look at somebody, say, I got a right to praise him. Y'all can look at each other and get ready for the chicken all you want to, baby. But I'm going to say this before I take my seat. Nobody knows. This is just 3 years. But nobody knows. I've been doing this for 21 years. I've been doing this for half of my life. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And when I get up here and preach, and when I get up here and do what God called me to do from Monday to Saturday, you don't know how many times I've been portrayed, stabbed in the back. You don't know how many times that I cried. You don't know how many times that I prayed with my boys because the enemy's trying to snuff them out. God. You have no idea what it costs to do what I do. And people look at me and say, oh, he can do this and do that. It is not what I do. It's what Christ is doing through me. But you don't know the struggle, what it takes to stand in ministry for 21 years, to pastor a church that the enemy tried to kill over and over again and see God move. That's why the devil can come against it, but I'm a fighter. My wife and I decided to fight. We're going to follow Jesus and fight. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to fight. If my kids kick up, I'm still going to fight. If war is spoken against me, I'm still going to fight. If my body wants to act crazy, I'm still going to fight. In fact, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Look at somebody and say, you couldn't stop me. No, but nothing, no weapon formed against you. No weapon formed against you. Oh my goodness. I'm talking to some people right now that's done been rebirth. You done been through divorces and remarried. You done been hurt and you been healed. Look at somebody and say, I done been through something. And your rebirthing process is changing your mind. Oh my goodness. You can't come to some people with gossip, they're going to shut you down. You can't come to people with a bunch of mess, they're going to shut you down. They're going to say in their mind, baby, I'm too old to be talking like this. I'm too old. I'm going through something right now that I don't need to hear no mess. I don't need to hear no stuff. I'm going through in my family. I'm going through my finances. And if you are still a child, go in the sandbox, baby, but keep it out of the sanctuary. Somebody say process. Oh my goodness. It is a process in which God is germinating Trinity. My last point, I got to get this. God said, don't you ever forget what you, listen, what was processed out of you in the process. Don't you ever forget. Now I'm going to get ready to take my seat. Get ready to give me something to eat. Amen. Somebody said, don't you forget. Listen, people in this room, men and women in this room who love the Lord, but God found you doing something that you ain't got no business doing. And some of y'all still doing some stuff you ain't got no business doing. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Are y'all hear what I'm saying? But God said, don't you ever forget where I found you. Any man or woman knows where they've been found, always keeps their fingers to themselves. Did y'all get that? If you don't get that, then you'd be like, Lord, get the CD. Any man or woman who remembers where God found them, they keep their fingers. That means that, Lord, God said, shut up, baby. I found you in the crack house. Shut up, baby. I found you an alcoholic. Shut up, baby. I found you. You done had a baby out of wedlock. You done got that girl pregnant. You ain't even taking care of the kids. Shut up, baby. So that way when we say, she ought to be, God said, put your finger back in your pocket. Go somewhere and sit down. You ought to be ashamed of yourself talking about your brother and sister. And you know where I found you. Oh my goodness. Sometimes we get saved. The most dangerous thing in the body of Christ is a man or woman who gets saved and gets delivered and forget what God has done. It's more deadly than the Ebola. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Because if you catch it, you killing everybody. It is dangerous when a man or woman gets saved and delivered and turn against his brothers and sisters as if he has a Pharisaic or Sadduceic mindset. That means now that I'm saved and I'm speaking the tongue, I'm doing the things of God, and now when people come into church, I look at them and I size them up. Because if they're not acting like me, then they're not saved. If they're not fitting my criteria, they're not saved. And God said, listen, saints of God, it does you no good to get saved and get delivered and tear down God's house. How could an alcoholic condemn another alcoholic? How can someone who's been delivered from alcohol condemn a person who's struggling with alcohol? If anything, what Jesus tell Peter, when you turn back, go back and strengthen your brothers. Y'all got to get this right here. Listen. The church has become a melting pot of us pointing the fingers at each other because we think we got it right now. Look at me now. Look at me. Everybody got to do like me. The devil is a liar. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Listen, do you not know when God delivers you, it is your testimony, not your finger, that's going to get God glory. We've got to rebirth our mindset. We've got to come to church and say, listen, I've been saved. I have been forgiven. God has pulled me out of the belly of hell. My marriage was on the rocks. My kids were, God, I see God turning things around. And God said, now, baby, go then go tell somebody else. The maniac of Gadara, legion, 3,000 to 6,000 demons in this one man body. When Jesus delivered him, he said, I will follow you anyway. What did Jesus tell him? Go back. Because deliverance has a way of speaking for me. But nowadays we get delivered and we become self-righteous. Not knowing that you can fall at any moment. I don't care how good you got it right now. Look at somebody and say, I got it good. I don't care how healthy you are right now. I don't care if your hair is thick and your skin is smooth. You can go to bed tonight and wake up and all that change. I don't care how much you talk about people because you think you're right. I don't care how much people point the finger at each other. But sooner or later, the person that you're talking about, they might be the one that saved your life. Oh, look at somebody and say, we connected. And if we're going to last another 3 years, baby, you got to understand that we are connected. I cannot condemn you. We are part of the island. We're part of the main. And I can't be who I am unless you become who you're supposed to be. I want to say, I had to say that because in the body of Christ, we get saved, we get in different auxiliaries, and we get a move in our life, and then we start condemning our brothers. Anything that condemns you has not the power to construct you. People that condemn people don't know how to construct people. So they destruct people instead of construct people because they're not delivered themselves. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? Somebody say compassion. Every last man and woman in this room is dealing with something. We're going to have a poll. We're in church too. How many of y'all dealing with something? Oh, my God. If you didn't raise your hand up, either you're a newborn or because the altar is open. Altar wide. Look at all that space. You can fall out and nobody won't mess with you. Everybody in here is dealing with something.
Listen, I'm out of time. However, you can hear this broadcast every Saturday morning from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. on this station, WPGS, Praise 100.9 and 92.7, and on a podcast any day and every day on www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. If this message has blessed you, we want to hear from you. Call us at 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. And for more information, stay tuned to the announcer. Listen, let's meet together again next week as we go deeper into the Word of God. And remember, make this year your season. God bless.
Trinity Christian Center is located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28262. Service times are Sundays at 11 a.m., Wednesday Empowerment at 7 p.m. Please feel free to visit us on the web at www.trinitychristiancenter.net or call us at 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. If you're interested in purchasing today's message, just ask for offer 004. At Trinity Christian Center, we are taking authority over the enemy through the preached word under the direction of Bishop Keith Felton.
Somebody always get wind of what you're going through, and they look at you and say, if I were her, I'd be going crazy about now. If I were him, I'm about to lose my mind. But they don't realize that you have done developed a quiet strength. Even when it looks bad on the outside of me, I got something that can say, peace be still on the inside of me. It's quiet, but it makes a lot of noise.
At Trinity Christian Center, souls are being saved and lives changed. Located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte. Services begin Sunday at 11 a.m. with the preached word and Wednesday night empowerment at 7 p.m. For details, call 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371 or go online at trinitychristiancenter.net. Now, a word from Bishop Felton.
This is Bishop Felton here. Come out and be a part of this exciting atmosphere at Trinity Christian Center. If you are in the Charlotte or surrounding areas, I encourage you to come out and be a part of what God is doing at Trinity Christian Center. Be blessed.